You're listening to SBS News.
The quiet sounds of domestic life in Kabul, but this home, like many others, is in mourning, grieving a son lost in an IS suicide attack at Kabul airport last week. Ali Rahmani is Soltani Rahmani's father. His son, an athlete, expected a bleak future under the Taliban, and like many others, he went to the airport with his wife and two children, hoping to leave on an evacuation flight.
The situation was very bad and he wanted to get out of the country. He wasn't alone. Many others want to leave too because of the insecurity in the country.
The 25-year-old Taekwondo athlete wasn't on any evacuation lists, but he hoped his sporting achievements would help him leave the country. But he was there at the exact moment the IS suicide bomber blew himself up in the crowd, killing 169 Afghans, including Soltani, and 13 US service members. His father, clutching his son's medals, cries as he remembers him.
I still remember him. He used to come in and out and play with his children. I still remember everything he used to do.
Meanwhile, a United States drone strike has killed another suicide car bomber who Pentagon officials say was also preparing to strike Kabul airport. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. Officials said the strike targeted suspected militants from ISIS-K, a local affiliate of IS that is an enemy of both the West and the Taliban movement. Speaking over the weekend, John Kirby, a Pentagon spokesman, said the United States would continue to do what it needed to protect its citizens.
They were ISIS-K planners and facilitators, and that's enough reason they're alone. I won't speak to the details of this, of these individuals, or what their specific roles might be. But as the general said, we have the ability and the means to carry out over-the-horizon counterterrorism capabilities, and we're going to defend ourselves. And I think I'll just leave it at that.
And the attack has forced the U.S. military and the Taliban to cooperate in ensuring security at the airport in a way that would have been unthinkable just weeks ago. In a statement issued by both countries on Sunday, the Taliban have assured 100 countries they will continue to allow foreigners and Afghans with foreign travel papers to leave the country in a safe and orderly manner, even after the United States troop withdrawal ends on Tuesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has praised the UK's withdrawal of 15,000 people and says the country will continue to assist those left behind.
If the new regime in Kabul wants diplomatic recognition or to unlock the billions that are currently frozen, they will have to ensure safe passage for those who wish to leave the country, to respect the rights of women and girls, to prevent Afghanistan from again becoming an incubator for global terror, because that would be disastrous for Afghanistan.
And thousands of international citizens and Afghans are concerned for their future as foreign forces evacuate the last of their citizens from Kabul. The country's new Taliban rulers are prepared to take full control of Kabul International Airport and say they will announce a government within days. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.